If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day that your name be glorified as we continue in this first week of the year of 2024. Let us recognize the dignity that you call each one of us to be. Let us recognize who you call us to be, and let us live that with your grace, that we may serve you in ways that glorify your name in all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is January 3rd. It is obviously the third day of the year. And we're looking at this first reading from 1 John. And as I always tell you, these Christmas readings, I love Christmas season readings because they're from the first letter of John. It's one of my favorite parts of the Bible. And therefore, these are my favorite readings of the liturgical year. Monsignor Jonas Abib, the late Monsignor Jonas Abib, founder of Canção Nova, that group that I belong to, along with Father Adriano and others. I was online the other day with many of the Brazilian priests in the United States, and they met with the Brazilian bishops, have their own bishop for all the parishioners of the Brazilian parishioners outside of Brazil. And so I saw Father Ed Milson from New Jersey, who actually is originally from Brazil, and he's a member of Canção Nova too. So Father Monsignor Jonas Abib, he used to teach, when you're beginning Bible study, go through every single day the entire first letter of John. It takes about 20 minutes to read. And I'm telling you, I've even given just reading it once as penance, and people just love it. So do keep that in mind. So we're here on chapter 3. And here, what the reading is telling us, two things, that we are children of God. Keep that in mind, that we are children of God. So part of our understanding of who we are is going back to remembering what we are called to be. We're called to be children of God. That's what we are. We were made children of God by our baptism. And so recognizing that by our baptism, being made children of God is powerful. So you might say, and this is why I get really frustrated with some of the Catholic teaching out there, because, and this is not necessarily what the church teaches, but you'll have these people who will always teach about we have to have good behavior because that's how with our good behavior we can get to heaven. No, that's true to a point, but we have to understand that. Our way of living our life is what testifies to God because we are children of God. St. Paul called us ambassadors of the kingdom of God. So our way of life is connected to who we are as per our baptism. So keep that in mind. That's why I really get frustrated with people who just define who we are by behavior. That's a part of it. But if we understand who we truly are, we'll understand who we're called to be, and we're called to be children of God. Very powerful. We have a whole different way of understanding what it means to be a disciple of Christ, and that is that we have been made children of God. One of the fascinating things that happens in a baptism is that we have that commissioning. I've told you before that you hear God's word and with your ears and proclaim it with your lips. And we're also called to proclaim it by how we live. The most important thing we can do is go to church on Sunday. That is absolutely essential. Well, that in praying every day And if you're not ready to pray yet, I'm not ready to commit some time to prayer. Just say any kind of a prayer. I started on my path back to the church by just saying a simple one-sentence prayer. O Lord, show me that you are real. O Lord, which obviously you did. tell me who you are. Lord, show me of your truth. Just, you know, one simple prayer like that. If you're not in the habit of praying, that's a way to start. And, you know, definitely say, you know, always mention Jesus' name in that. So I should have phrased that, oh, Lord Jesus, show me who you are. Oh, Lord Jesus, lead me down the path. These are very powerful prayers, even though they may be one sentence. Now, as people of prayer, if you're further down the line and you have developed a good prayer life, don't forget, praying before the Blessed Sacrament is important. And if you can't get to a chapel, it's online. Just one of the things that I do is I find, I go into YouTube, and now we, on our streaming service, you can just say the name of it. And so I go Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and sure enough, it comes up. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Alston. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're back. And we're talking about this powerful reality that we see in this first reading today from chapters 2 and 3 of 1 John. Now, he also tells us this powerful word about sin. So what he calls us to do is to turn away from sin, and that's important. And so that's key. And remember, we as Catholics and some other Christian faiths as well, the Episcopals do it too, the Anglicans or the Episcopal. And that is, we have the sacrament of confession. Remember, that's more powerful than an exorcism. Whenever you go to confession, you know, one of the things that you can do is you can do a sincere confession, but pray to, you know, I always pray to St. John Vianney and Padre Pio, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, because both of them had the ability to read souls. So if someone went to do a confession and they left something out, both of them would say, you left something out, and encourage the person to say what maybe the person was afraid of confessing. And why that's important is this is a grace from God. This is a sacrament, is a manifestation of the power of God. And one of the things it allows you to do is it allows you to name the sin. So in doing so, you name the sin, and that destroys the power of the sin over you. That's why it is more powerful. The sacrament of reconciliation is more powerful than exorcism. Exorcism is a sacramental, which is a form of prayer, and sacrament is a manifestation of Christ. So the sacrament of reconciliation is more powerful. And so this is what the Lord gives us to assist us so that we may turn away from sin. And that's what's important. We can turn it. And so the more we pray, you know, if you are, we'll say you're living a life of sin, just say hypothetically, and you begin to pray, either you will turn away from sin or you will turn away from prayer. One or the other. You will not do both. Eventually, one of the two will go away, and that's really important. It's especially powerful, by the way, the sacrament of reconciliation, if you're caught in an addiction, any type of addiction. And some people are caught in addiction, and I'll tell them, well, go to confession once a week, and that will break the addiction. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're going to AA, you should stop going to AA. Go to AA, but confession breaks that addiction as well, because you're naming the sin. But also, say, for example, and you'll find this, someone come to confession will say he's a trouble drinking. I got drunk 3 times last week. Okay. And as they go to confession over the weeks, eventually you'll see, I got drunk 1 time last week. Okay, that's an improvement. And that's important because, granted, say, well, you shouldn't get drunk at all. Well, let's not go there if someone is trying to, realizes that and trying to turn away. And that's important. Sometimes you might have when I quit drinking, I was trying to quit drinking and then I had a really bad hangover. And I was funny because I had a whole series, and every alcoholic or anyone who has a problem, any problem drinking, and I consider myself a problem drinker. I can drink now, but I can't, I'm extremely restrictive of what I drink. And it's very rare that I do to begin with. I mean, that's why I say I virtually don't drink. But I used to have a pattern when I was drinking. And so I remember the last time I got drunk, I thought I had conquered my ability to drink. And I just had the first drink in my pattern, which was a White Russian. And sure enough, White Russian, Black Russian, bah, 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 all this. And it was a series. And then it would end up with lots of beer. And sure enough, went right down the same path. I was at Naval Air Station Alameda, one of my favorite places in the world. And now it's like the backdrop. Well, now it's closed completely, but it was closed and became the backdrop of Mythbusters. So, and I had a horrible hangover the next day, and I was in San Francisco. We were in San Francisco for a few days, and I always remember that, and that was one of the things that helped me quit drinking, plus always going to confession. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.